Foundation. Brenda was born in the Bayou community of Golden Meadow, Louisiana, and she was the first in her family to graduate from high school because of the segregation policies prohibiting her parents from attending public schools. After graduation, she began working for Title VII Indian Education of Lafourche Parish School Board, where she served as a director and cultural resource specialist. She's a board member of the Intertribal Council of Louisiana, a member of the National Indian Education Association, and initiated the development of the Louisiana Indian Education Advocacy Committee. So let's hear from Brenda.
She said, my name is Brenda Darda Rivershield, and I'm principal chief of the United Home Nation. Our tribe has 17,000 tribal citizens. We are a state-recognized tribe. We've had that status since 1979, and we've applied for what's called federal recognition. Our tribe is based all along the southeastern end of Louisiana, all the way from Morgan City to St. Bernard of Plaquemines Parish. That's our communities today. Our largest population is actually in Terrebonne Parish, along the bayous there, and then Lafourche, Jefferson, St. Mary, and St. Bernard. We have a tribal council that exists of 11 tribal council members, and who are elected by their district, and my position is elected at large. Some of the issues that we're facing today is education, as she stated, or a lack thereof. I was the first in my family to be able to go to regular public school. Prior to that, there were Indian schools, which only went up to the seventh grade. And so my dad's generation has but a seventh grade education. It's not that you didn't want to continue with your schooling, but there was nothing available to you. And it wasn't until the Civil Rights Movement that Indian children were actually allowed into regular public schools. There were schools for blacks, schools for whites, but no schools for Indian children. When they came out with mission schools into the Bayou communities. And so we have still, we're feeling that struggles because of our educational neglect. We're still striving for our federal recognition. We have hurricanes 3 years ago, Katrina and Rita, and now the Gustav and Ike, that has greatly impacted our communities. Another issue we're facing is coastal erosion and the impacts it's having on our communities as well. Also, our fishermen. It's very hard for them to maintain their traditional lifestyle of a trawling. My dad has done that his entire life and is still doing that, but yet he would not recommend the younger generation continue with that, as well as sovereignty, and Michael's going to discuss that a little further. And so what I'd like to talk about is our federal recognition. We applied for federal recognition. We sent our letter of intent in July 1979. Our petition stayed there, and it went actually on active status in 1991. And so it sat there for quite some time. And then after we received what's called a negative proposed finding, there's 7 criteria you need to meet to be a federally recognized tribe. The Bureau of Indian Affairs says that our tribe met 4 out of the 7. The 3 that they said we did not meet, one was community, because we are spread over southeast Louisiana, and so to show that we existed as a community, even though we're spread over southeast Louisiana. The other was to say that we're descendants of the historic Homa tribe. There will be more documentation of that. And the last was political authority, to say that we knew who our leaders were in all of our different communities. And so we have since turned in what's called our rebuttal, where we're sending in more documentation to the Bureau of Indian Affairs to show that we meet the criteria. Now, I'd like to sit here and tell you that everything is fair in Washington, especially when it comes to our federal recognition petition, but I would be lying if I did. And so for us, we are seeking federal recognition, but not because we need the federal government to say, yes, you are HOMA. And to validate our identity. For us, we know who we are. We've lived, you know, for generation after generation throughout our history. We have it documented that we're HOMA Indians. And so for The reason we're seeking federal recognition is because of opportunities and doors that are open with the federal recognition status. With that comes education, opportunities for housing, medical, and so that's one of the reasons that we're seeking federal recognition. But unfortunately, the criteria is not designed for a tribe our size. We have 17,000 tribal citizens. We once had Native American Rights Fund representing us in our quest for federal recognition. It has taken so long and so costly that they're no longer able to do that. But the gentleman who was working with us was named Mark Tilden, who is Navajo. And he often stated that if the Navajos were to try to get through the criteria, that they would have a difficult time as well. Because they are like the homeless in the way that they're spread out in their large numbers. And so the criteria is not really designed for a child our size. There's actually hearings right now going on in Washington to redo that criteria, but that remains to be seen if it's actually going to happen or not. And unfortunately, there's really no consistency in the federal recognition process. We've cited the works of Frank Speck and Don Swanton in our petition, but when it came time for us, they suddenly erred and didn't know what they were talking about. But yet the works of Speck and Swanton were cited in other tribes in Louisiana's petition, and they were cited as being correct and helped their tribes, other tribes gain federal recognition. And so it's really unfortunate that there's not a set standard, there's no consistency there. And I think the biggest reason that we're still struggling is political. We live along the bayous of southeast Louisiana, and we actually have letters on file from LLNE and Oil and Gas lobbying against our petition for federal recognition. And so for us, we don't feel that it's just a matter of meeting the criteria. We're just a small, poor community seeking something that more powerful people like Louisiana Land and the oil and gas industry would not like for us to get. And so it's really unfortunate. When the proposed finding came out, it had more of a personal note to it, we feel, and people who had been working really hard in gaining federal recognition were just totally, trashed, I guess. Just said some very, very unkind things and made it more of a personal issue, I guess. And so that was very difficult because that was my mother at the time. She had served on the tribal council before me, and they've all worked really, really hard in putting together the petition for federal recognition. And it was not an objective work, is what we feel. And so we did write a paper. My husband did actually, looking at the referendum and looking at the people's finding. And so I'll leave a disc of it if anybody's interested in that. It's quite long, but it's something that you can print and share. And if you're interested as well in our rebuttal to our petition for federal recognition, it's on our website. You can look to the BIA's website for the proposed finding, but our rebuttal is on our website, unitedrecognition.org. And so you can gain more information there. But also with our petition for federal recognition, it's very unfortunate because it's with our tribe. We now have what we call splinter groups that didn't exist prior to our petition for federal recognition. And so that's an unfortunate situation that we're having to address and deal with as well. There was actually a tape that we found by Holly Record that she stated, and Holly Record was the person in charge of our petition, stated that a smaller tribe who maybe changed their identity would have a greater chance at getting federal recognition. And so it was brought before the tribal council, but we stood strong and said, we're not going to change our identity. We have documentation and our history proves that we're Homa, and that's who we are. And whether we're denied federal recognition or not, we're not going to change who we are in order to gain federal recognition. And so, but it's unfortunate, though, that the BIA chose to divide and conquer, and now we have splinter groups. And if you look, we're all the same family. It's brothers and sisters, and no matter what you're calling the name of your group, it's all the same family. But it's unfortunate that that's part of our history now and a part of our quest for federal recognition. We all want the same thing for our people, we just going about it in different ways. And so, anyways, if you have any questions, we'd love to answer them after. And,